On this Trinity Sunday, we just heard the final passage, the conclusion of the Gospel of Matthew. They are on a mountain in Galilee. The risen Jesus appears before them in all of his triumph, and they have two reactions. What would our reaction be? Their first reaction when they saw him is that they worshiped. Absolutely. That's very understandable. The Greek word used for worshiped is they actually fell prostrate, like we do before we begin our Good Friday service, like at ordinations. Brian's about to do it. It's an act of complete giving, and it's an act of worship. If the risen Jesus appeared to the world, there would be no more secularism, and you wouldn't be able to build enough churches. But remember, blessed are those who believe without seeing. The second reaction they had to the risen Lord in all of his glory, they doubted. And I'm here to tell you today that that is also understandable. I'm here to tell you, to doubt is a perfectly human response. Think about it. Jesus of Nazareth comes into their lives. He proclaims himself as true God, true man, the incarnate God. He says he will die in their place if they connect their lives to him. They see him die. Then there is an empty tomb. Then he all of a sudden is alive, and he is triumph in victorious glory going to heaven. I mean, truly, this is all really too good to be true. They doubted, which should encourage us in our everyday living to doubt. Nevertheless, these disciples who doubted were used by Jesus to begin the church. And nevertheless, we are still used, despite our doubt, to continue the church. We do. If we don't, who? Whom do you think Jesus will use to continue his church, if not you, who are faithful? Whom is he going to use? Those who don't live their faith? Those who don't go to church? He is going to use you. You continue the church after it was begun by those doubters. Maybe some don't go to church because they doubt. And in my 29 years as a priest, I have seen what doubt can do to my people, and I don't like it. When people of faith experience doubt, it's unnerving to them. They become discouraged. It's unsettling. That's the word. And it need not be. About this time last year, I was having going away parties in Dickinson. Had to have a lot of them, you know, because they were small, you know, everybody. And I remember late one party, a man came up to me, one of my faithful at St. Wenceslaus, and he said, "You know, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you, Monsignor. I'm going to miss your homilies. But I got to ask you, do you really believe what you say? Because you say some really amazing things. Do you believe it?" And I was taken back, and I thought, well, I tried to. I preached the belief of the church. See, he doubted, but he was still a solid man of faith. I want you all to remember that to doubt does not mean you are denying the faith. Don't confuse those words. He doubted, but he was still a man of faith. Those disciples doubted, and they were still people of faith. The word doubt, the Greek word is edistason. That's not important. What's important is the word means to duplicate. Whenever you duplicate something in your mind, you're doubting. You look at something and say, really? What? That's a doubt. And this was the whole pedagogy of St. Thomas Aquinas. His whole teaching method was to question. Thomas Aquinas could not answer a question without considering both sides, and he spent a lot of time discussing the opposing view. Honest doubt, he had, led to honest truth. You could say that doubt is the key to all the teaching of St. Thomas Aquinas. But we now call him the angelic doctor, the universal doctor of the church, a man of faith. Doubt is also the key to our life of faith. I heard something on November 23rd, 2016 that I've never heard before from a pope. Maybe it's been said in our 2,000-year history. I haven't listened to all that has been said. Pope Francis, at a general audience on November 23rd, 2016, I remember where I was, he said that doubt is the key to the life of faith. He went on. He said everyone experiences doubt about their faith at times. And then he said, I have many times. And then he said, doubt can be a sign of desire. Doubt is a sign that I want to know our Lord better, that I want to love our Lord more deeply. There's fruit of doubt. I don't want any of you to get faked out by doubt. That is why in Matthew's gospel, he ended it by saying, they worshiped, which you're doing, and they doubted. Because we will all doubt from time to time. The faithful, and now a pope. Because if you truly think of it, the story of Jesus Christ is really, it's really too good to be true. Amen.